Syracuse's newly formed land bank hopes to begin work seizing vacant and delinquent properties this fall. But as the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, funding the process remains a concern.
It's a little bit of a chicken and the egg dilemma for the new land banks in Syracuse, Buffalo, and Schenectady. The land banks were formed by the state this year as a tool to return more properties to the tax rolls. Now Syracuse's agency wants to start foreclosing on 3,900 vacant or tax delinquent properties. But the process costs money, it's lengthy, and there are lawyers involved. City planner Caitlin Wright says it will take 3 years.
The idea is that by threatening to foreclose on properties that haven't paid their taxes, the city will collect more revenue on time going into the future, probably $2 million a year more each year.
Wright says increases in the city's back tax revenue could be diverted to fund the land bank, but those funds won't come until after the foreclosure process starts. And the Common Council, which recently heard the proposal, seemed less than enthusiastic on that idea. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.